Hey guys, thank you for being patient with me and waiting for a new episode. I took a mental health break and I didn't feel like I was mentally grounded and at the right point to really speak about things. I always want to be in a positive mindset whenever I'm speaking on this podcast. Also, bear with me because I'm going off script, so I will take a lot of pauses because I always forget what I'm saying in the middle of speaking. But I just kind of wanted to talk about what I do during those isolation periods, and I usually do have them whenever I get overwhelmed by like everyone else's energies and opinions and stuff, because I tend to care so much about everybody. Like, it's not a good thing. Like, it's a bad thing to care this much. But, yeah, I kind of tend to take on everybody's stuff, and sometimes it can get overwhelming. So when it does, I just take some time, separate myself, and really look within and find my own energy. And then once I feel secure, then I'll go back out and try again to not be affected by it. So usually what I like to do during those isolation periods is I wake up, and I don't touch my phone. I don't touch my phone until after I eat. So I'll wake up, drink some water, and I will either do a meditation or I'll just sit there for a few minutes and just figure out how I'm feeling. Am I feeling tired? Am I feeling energetic? And that will kind of tell me how the rest of my day is going to go. If I'm feeling tired, then I might just watch TV all day. Or if I'm feeling energetic, then I might go for a walk or sit outside or work out or something like that. Most of the time I feel energetic, so, I will go make some tea, eat some breakfast, and I'll read a book. And I went to Barnes & Noble recently, and I bought this book called The Sacred Woman. I've seen it many times, and I really just felt, like, called to it, and, like, I needed to read it. And I've been trying to reconnect with my femininity and learning what the divine feminine is and really strengthen my intuition and stuff. So I really, like, when I was younger, I actually, for a majority of my life, now that I think about it, I never really felt feminine. I felt like this masculine image was put onto me, and I was never really able to express my gentle side, sort of, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like part of it comes from being a Black woman because of the stereotypes and stuff, but I always felt like people just kind of saw me as an aggressor and like someone who's like aggressive and too much, and that's not the kind of person I am. I'm a passionate person and I care a lot about people and I'm very gentle, but I feel like that image was put onto me and I feel like I adopted it. And for most of my life, I would seek male validation a lot. I'm pretty sure there was some internal misogyny in me. And I would be like ashamed of my body and stuff and feel like I need to always, like, I can't wear certain things. Like, I always had to wear t-shirts. I couldn't wear certain things because of my body, and I was kind of afraid of what everyone else would think. I've also, like, been hypersexualized, like, with literally everyone, like, especially, like, older women. Like, I was, like, older women kind of look at me, like, ooh, whenever I would show my body a little bit, like, they'd be like, ooh, like, look at her, you know, she's being fresh or something like that. Like, but I was just expressing myself. I'm just a creative person, and I like to wear what I want, and I don't let my body stop me from feeling beautiful. I just wear what I want to wear, and that's all to it. I'm not trying to show off or anything like that. I just like things. So yeah, I've struggled a lot with my femininity and in society. So now that it's really hitting me now that I'm learning about the divine feminine, and I'm really starting to feel more confident and really cherish my body as something sacred and something beautiful. And starting to appreciate my woman instincts and really listen to my womb and what it's telling me to stay away from and stuff. I honestly feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And I feel like once I get through this, I am going to be at the point that I've always wanted to be at. And then I guess I'll go to the next step or whatever. But yeah, there was actually, like, I actually did want to talk about this specific quote in the book. And it said something like, when I look, like, I think it was talking about, like, questioning yourself. And it was, like, questioning yourself and asking, well, how come when I look in the mirror and I don't see my womb as beautiful? And I feel like I've heard a lot of women, like, hate their bodies. They hate their stomach, they hate their thighs, like, literally anything, they just pick at themselves all the time. And once I learned how sacred the womb is, like, I honestly felt bad because I was like, it's something so strong and beautiful inside of me, and I'm sitting here telling it's not beautiful. Like, why do you look like this, you know? Now I'm not. I'm comfortable with my body now, but I know, like other women, and when I was younger, like, look at my body, and I'm like, why does it look like that? Why don't, you know, women feel like they need to have, like, a flat stomach and this surgery, like, body, and you just need to feel comfortable in your body. It's built that way for a reason. It's sacred. It's something amazing. Oh my gosh, just please, 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 if you are a woman and you feel any sort of insecurity within yourself, please look into feminine energy. I don't know how to explain this because I'm still, like, looking into it and learning, and I'm still new, but, so I'm not really, like, at the point to educate on it, but definitely just look into it a little bit and just, really learn yourself. It's honestly, it's so beautiful. And that's all I can say. It's made me appreciate my period. It's made me really hear my body and hear what it's saying to me. And I feel like I didn't know I had this much strength in me, you know, and now I'm just recognizing it. So, yeah, but that's not all I wanted to talk about. But yeah, after I read, honestly, most of the time I just sit outside and I play my plants. That's literally all I do. And then I do 2 meditations a day, or sometimes I'll do 3. One in the beginning, one in the middle, one at the last, like, before I go to bed. And I will sit outside and watch the stars. Pretty much that whole isolation period, I just nourish my body with the right foods, and I go outside and I just listen to myself. And that's it. And I honestly feel super healed. So if you're one of those people who feel like the outside is too overwhelming sometimes, it's not a bad thing to step back and really listen to yourself. And also, going back to the book, it talked about like, listening to your womb, and I didn't really know that the womb was, like, the gut feeling. Like, I have these gut feelings, but I just kind of ignore them. Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, this person's, like, making me feel, like, ooh. But I'll just ignore it because I'm like, well, the words they're saying is really nice. But now I think I'm just going to listen to what my intuition is telling me and just roll with it and see how that goes. So, hopefully next episode I will start talking about crystals, because I think I am secure enough and I know the basics enough to really talk about it. So, see you till next time. Thank you for listening. Remember to do some journaling and have a wonderful day. I really wish everyone just gets the proper healing that they need. So, thank you.